Hi, this is Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church, with another slice of fresh bread. In our study of John, this is our second week, and we find ourselves in John chapter 2 in a very powerful moment in the opening weeks of the life and ministry of Jesus. We've seen him at Bethany by the Jordan on his first week of public ministry that ends with six disciples, James, John, Peter, Andrew, Nathaniel, and Philip, the six that have been converted through student evangelism of six students of John. It says that they go and spend some time in Capernaum, and they leave Capernaum, and he takes a trip to Jerusalem in order to observe the Passover. Now, this is the first Passover he will observe in Jerusalem in his first year of public ministry. And the account of it is given in John chapter 2 with some interesting events. Look with me in verse 13. The Passover, the Jews, was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple, he found those who were selling oxen and sheep and pigeons and the money changers sitting there. And making a whip of cords, he drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and oxen, and he poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And he told those who sold the pigeons, "Take these things away. Do not make my Father's house a house of trade." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." So the Jews said to him, "What sign do you show us for doing these things?" And Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'll raise it up." The Jews then said, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and you will raise it in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. When therefore he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. This will happen twice, in the first week of his ministry and in the last week of his ministry. Here at this Passover, when he sees what's happening at the temple, Jesus is angry. So clearly, anger is not a sinful emotion. You can be sinfully angry, but angry is simply an emotion. Now, his is a righteous anger. And he cleanses the temple because they had made it a den of thieves and the money changers. In other words, people were coming there to worship. The marketplace had come into the sacred ground of the Temple Mount itself. And so now a guy would buy something. There was no preparation. Here they were occupying the places that you ought to be praying and preparing for worship, but instead you're doing business, and all of these things are incumbent upon you. But most of all, they have profaned the house of the Lord. Jesus cleanses the house, and then they ask him, "This is a declaration of being the Messiah, so you've got to show us a miracle to affirm that you are, in fact, the Messiah." Jesus first tells them, number one, this temple exists to point to me. The temple, when it is destroyed, in 3 days, it'll be raised up again. Now, they think he's referring to the temple that Herod has refurbished from Zerubbabel that took 46 years. And you're going to rebuild it in 3 days if it's destroyed? Forget the fact that you say it's going to be destroyed. These gigantic multi-ton stones are going to be destroyed. Forget that. And now you tell it's going to be rebuilt in 3 days. Well, in reality, he is pointing to why the temple is there. The temple is the dwelling place of the Spirit of God. So a measure of the Shekinah glory of God had been in the temple, now not in that temple, but in the Solomonic temple, but now the fulfillment of the temple was in front of them, and it's Jesus. Remember John 1:14, the Word became flesh and templed or tabernacled among us. So he is looking to his death, his burial, and his resurrection, and the disciples would later remember that. Well, there's another reason why he cleanses his house. He'll tell them that later. "This is my Father's house." Now, when he's telling them that, the Son of God is saying, "This is my Father's house." So if the temple is his Father's house, and he's the firstborn, that means it's his house. It not only points to him, it is owned by him. And it is to be a place of worship and a house of prayer for all people. Because the gospel is to go to all the peoples of the earth. The grass withers and the flower fades. The word of the Lord, it abides forever. Amen. You have a great week. There won't be any fresh bread programs Saturday or Sunday. But on Saturday, get the text that your pastor's going to preach from. And prepare yourself and your family for the fresh bread of God's word preached on the Lord's Day. Meditate on it throughout the Lord's Day. And I'll see you back on Monday for another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app. from your app store.